Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For anybody that might be unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. It's a Friday night. It's 11 p.m. on the Eastern side, 8 p.m. Pacific time, and we are here every Friday at this time with a live radio show almost all the times. Every once in a while we do a replay. But we're here live tonight with a good friend of ours. His name is Jean-Luc. Jean-Luc originally comes from France. And he's been here for over two decades. He's working on his third decade as we speak. And Jean-Luc started with us as a customer, but he had a lot of questions about a lot of things. And like many of our customers, but not all of our customers, he asked very interesting questions. Some of our customers just ask questions for the part of being, you know, asking questions. But Jean-Luc was asking questions that were pretty coherent and had a purpose and all that sort of stuff. And we were talking about some stuff, and we were talking about helping him build this business, and he was working with a company. I said, well, let's do some radio shows. So we've been doing some radio shows ever since on Friday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern. That was the best time for both of us. And I've certainly enjoyed these radio shows ever since. Well, Jean-Luc and I talk about many things. And that changed a little bit just after COVID started, but it had nothing to do directly with COVID. See, Jean-Luc called me up and he says, you know, I don't know if we're going to be able to do some radio shows anymore. We had kind of felt he had a little bit of a health scare for a while, but he says, I got to go into the hospital to wait for a heart transplant. And I'm like, wow, that's pretty heavy duty news. So we took a little bit of time off, but because Jean-Luc had done a lot of things right in his life, he did get a new heart. He kept his French accent, I playfully say, thank goodness. And he recovered with record-breaking time, relatively speaking, to be back on the radio show. And because he determines his own destiny, he's still alive. If he would have followed the destiny of his healthcare providers, he would be dead. I'd be doing replays of radio shows that we did when Jean-Luc was alive. But Jean-Luc, because he took his own health in practice, and because it was early in the COVID issues, just prior to the mandated vaccines, he survived and is thriving, and right now he's still on a sailboat. He's a sailboat owner and captain, and we do radio shows every Friday night with a lot of good stuff as far as content. But the first thing I want to do is I want to say thank you, Jean-Luc, for being here on your own radio show.
thank you, Vita. I like your introduction, and I enjoy to be with you every Friday night. So today is the last Friday of July, and it is our 355 radio show together.
Wow.
Yes, I'm still alive because I practice something in my life is prevention, you know. And I didn't follow the doctor because many of them, not all didn't exist, but many of them are just a drug pusher. And I almost died after the transplant. I almost died because he was pushing too much drug on me. It was, 5 months after? I almost died with the drugs. They were pushing too much drug on my body, and I stopped almost everything, and I take this under my own responsibility. And I'm taking only 2 medications a day, and that's it. And I start with 20. So they push me on 20 medications. During I was 1 month and a half at the hospital, during this month they pushed me on a lot of medication. On this I can understand because, okay, I was in bad shape. But after that, why do they push so many medications? It's because they didn't know exactly what they are doing. They didn't know what the medication are doing, because if someone can diagnose exactly what is your problem. He can give you one thing or two, and you're done. Because I am a nutritionist. If someone comes to see me and says, Jean-Luc, I want to be healthy, I make an assessment, and I check what is wrong, and I say to this person, okay, you need to stop that, and you need to start this, okay? Because it's very precise. But because they didn't know, they give you a bunch of medication, is it 20 medication, and some is do something on your body, some unbalance your body, some is again the side effect of the one they already give you. They didn't know. They know nothing about the body, the medication, and the side, especially the side effect. And even when I was at the hospital, I was talking with even the cardiologist, and one day I asked her, I said, why do you give me acid reflux medication? I say, it's for you not to have acid reflux. I say, do you know what is acid reflux? And she said, yes, it's because when you have too much acid on your body. I said, no. We have a nice communication, you know, but he was challenging. I was challenging her knowledge and her authority. I said, no, it's not because you have too much acidity in your stomach. It's the contrary. You don't have enough in your stomach, or your level of acidity is too high. Do you know the level of acidity on your stomach, Peter?
The level, or pH. I'm going to say 3.5. That's a big guess.
Yeah, you are close. It's between 2 and 3.
Okay.
Your skin needs to be 7, but inside your stomach is very, very, very acidic, and it's between 2 and 3. And because your acidity on your stomach is too high, or you don't have enough acidity on your stomach, when you eat, you didn't digest the food, because the acid in your stomach, first you need to chew the food. It's for that you need to chew the food until the food is almost liquid and you swallow it, and it goes in your stomach, and the acid in your stomach reduce the food and put this on the blood, okay? And because your acidity and your stomach is too high, or you don't have enough acidity, you have difficulty to digest, and you have acid reflux. And I explained that to her. She said, we don't have an agreement. We agree to disagree. I said, no, I didn't agree to disagree, and I didn't agree to have no communication, because this is not fair, you know. And you know one of bad habits they have here in this country, Peter? What do you do?
Why?
What happens when you go to the restaurant?
What happens when you go to a restaurant?
Yeah, you sit down at the table, and
yeah.
What they serve you first?
Usually, like a salad and water. I mean, if they serve you, like, usually have your salad first.
Now, the first thing they bring to you, you wear clothes. The first thing they bring to you is a big glass of water.
Yeah, water, and maybe some, it depends on where you go, yeah.
Yeah, in any restaurant, the first thing they bring to you is a big glass of water. And do you know this is completely wrong?
Yeah, because it's going to dilute the acid in your stomach. So it's
exactly.
Going to be harder for you to do digestion.
Yeah, and do you know where is this from?
Where is this from? No.
Yeah, this habit, where is this habit from? It's from the old time when people were traveling with horses and chariot and all of this, you know, and they have a lot of dust, and when they stop and set up the camp, the first thing they do, they wash their face to take the dust out, and they drink something because they were thirsty. And after they prepare the meal and were eating. This from that time. But now people didn't travel on a dust, they have a car, with air conditioning, with everything, and this habit stay. And when you go to the restaurant, they give you a big glass of water. People start to drink this, and after they have difficulty to digest because they dilute the acid in your stomach, which is here to dilute the food. And it's not good to drink just at least half an hour before eating. It's not good at all. You can drink at the end, a little bit at the end of your meal, but not at the, certainly not before, and not at the beginning. You eat, at the end you can drink a little bit, you know, but never and certainly never before. Because after you say, why I have a digestion problem, or why does I have acid reflux? And when the doctor or the cardiologist, in my case, want to give you acid reflux medication, they make the problem worse.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. And she disagreed with me. And I say, you need to... You know, I have always a good time speaking with doctor because I studied nutrition. I was around 25, 26 years old. I am not 25 now. I am way three times that. And I study nutrition and I continue to study nutrition and I am on a training and I study keto and I am a keto coach and I'm still on training. But these people in 12 years they study to be a doctor, they study nutrition. Do you know how long they study nutrition?
As a doctor? Not very long at all. Probably twice as long as they study vaccines. which is about 30 minutes.
I was not expecting this one. It's very good. You make me laugh. Okay. In 12 years, they study nutrition for half a day.
Wow.
And after they give you advice on a nutrition, even the nutritionist at the hospital who come to see me know nothing about nutrition.
Crazy.
She have maybe 1/10 of the knowledge I can have about nutrition because I started to study in French and I continue here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You build your body with a nutrition. You didn't build yourself because you are a spirit and you are not your body. I expect many people who listen to us know that. But you build this body with the nutrition. And when the nutrition is good, you build a good body. You eat junk food, you have a junk body. And many people have a junk body.
That's true. That is true. So, excellent information.
Yeah, people need to apply some information a little bit like this. Don't drink before you eat, right? And don't take pills for the acid reflux. This is the contrary. What you need to take, what you can take before you eat is apple cider vinegar, organic,
right?
Unfiltered with the mother apple cider vinegar. Okay? You can even start your day with that. I start my day with that many times. I wake up, I take half a glass of water, put two teaspoons of apple cider vinegar, a lemon, some salt, and you drink this.
Right, makes sense. Yeah, I do. I started with apple cider vinegar. And it's cheap. I mean, it's relatively cheap, and you don't need a whole bunch. But it's acid.
Exactly.
You got to dilute it with water. And then I usually do it, you know, a half hour or so before I finish a meal or eat a meal. And then I find that it also helps to level off my blood sugar and then also help reduce me being hungry afterwards because there was a time where I was always hungry. And then I started doing the apple cider vinegar, and that really helps with hunger. So if I ever find myself in that situation, I just start taking that apple cider vinegar all over again. And it's, like I said, it's relatively cheap.
Yeah, you can start your day with that. And it's better to take before you eat because it increases the acidity in your stomach and after you have a better digestion. But you can start your day. The first thing in the morning, wake up, half a glass of water, apple cider vinegar, lemon, because the lemon is good, and a pinch of salt because the salt helps you to hydrate your body. Because you can drink a lot of water and be completely dehydrated because you need some minerals, and salt is a mineral. Now, you have salt and sodium, which is not the same thing, like you have acid ascorbic and vitamin C, which are not the same thing. And the best salt you can have is the Celtic salt or Celtic. It depends how people pronounce in France. We say Celtic. Here some people say Celtic and some others say Celtic because Celtic salt have 95, I think, or 93. It's not really important, the difference. Minerals inside. If you don't find this salt, you take the Himalaya salt. We have 72 different minerals, but don't take sodium. Don't take product with sodium. When I buy a product, whatever it is, it can be peanut butter or something like this, no salt inside because they put sodium, which is a chemical. And you have no minerals.
Makes sense. You know what I've never asked you this before. Have you ever tried that pink Himalayan salt?
Yeah, it's what I say, the Himalayan salt, 72 minerals. If you don't find, are you listening to the radio show today?
I'm listening. I missed what you said then.
You need to listen.
I have to listen with my French accent. That's my problem. I missed it.
Yes. Pink Himalaya salt, 72 minerals inside, is the best salt after the Celtic salt.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I was focusing on your Celtic thing. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So, in reference to... Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
No. That's fine. I was always wondering about the Himalayan salt. I have some.
Okay.
I've used some a little bit. Sometimes I use it when I'm gargling, like if I'm getting a slightly sore throat. But I've never really used it for salt. I've never really used it for, like, seasoning.
I use it every day.
Oh, wow.
Seasoning. Whatever I need salt, I take this salt. If I don't have this one, I take sea salt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But not sodium. Not sodium.
Okay.
And what you can do, each time you know, it's not good to drink half a bottle, 1 liter or half a gallon of water like this in one shot. This is not good to do that because you dilute everything in your stomach. You eliminate too much minerals in your body. It's good to hydrate your body. You drink half a glass or basically the quantity is a full most of water. But before you do that, you take a pinch of salt, say coarse salt, with your finger, you eat that, and you drink after. Because the salt helps you to retain the water inside your body and also to use this water as an energy.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and each time you drink water, it's better to do that because it helps you to keep the water. I'm sure you have noticed if you drink 1 gallon of water, you pee almost 1 gallon. Have you noticed that?
No, I don't measure usually, but it feels that way, I'm sure.
I was measuring at the hospital. They make me to pee on something to measure. Even after when I was going back, I need to continue to measure because I want to know how much does I drink, how much does I pee. But you can make the experimentation, it's pretty simple. You say you drink 1 liter of water and pee on something, and look, you will pee almost 1 liter. What does this mean? It means you didn't keep the water in your body because you don't have minerals, and you don't use this water as energy. Now, you take some salt, you take the salt, you drink, and don't drink 1 liter on one shot. Drink half a glass or a full mouth of water. You drink that and take some salt before. And also, the salt by itself is a mineral and it helps you to get energy. For that, I've always been against this supposed medical doctor who said to people, we give you no salt diet. This is completely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
No sodium diet, I agree with that, because sodium is not good. But no salt, no, because the salt is a mineral. And you, when you cry, you are crying some salty water, meaning the liquid inside your body is so close to the seawater, more close than the seawater than the clear water. And during World War II, when they don't have enough blood to make the transfusion, they was pushing seawater.
Well,
okay, is what the composition of your body is seawater.
Right. Yeah.
Meaning Darwin may be wrong. The man come from the chimpanzee, and no, it's maybe close to the dolphin. You know.
Well. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean it's crazy how it's so similar. You know, the chemistry related to the sea, which would kind of make sense if you think it through. It's really amazing. Okay.
You look at it. You say it's very simple. You cry. You take one of your when you cry, you take on your finger, you put on your tongue, and you will see salty.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's from your body.
Yeah, and also, I guess, how about sweat? Sweat seems to be salty, too.
Yeah, same thing. But sweat, you have something also different. In sweat, you have you sweat also some minerals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and also you sweat some bacteria. It's for that to put some anti-transpirant. How you call this name, Peter?
Transpirant.
Huh?
Oh, antiperspirant?
Antiperspirant. And this is very, very bad because it stops you to sweat and you can have some problem under your arm because when you sweat, you eliminate some toxin.
Mm-hmm.
And when you stop that, the toxins stay under your pits, under your arm, and under your skin. And they are not eliminated, which is not good at all.
Right. Makes sense.
If you don't want to smell like this, use essential oil. Okay. Smell very good and don't stop the perspiration and you can use it.
So what type of essential oil might somebody use?
Me, I like to use the mint, or I have to use, you have different, you know, the eucalyptus,
right.
One, the mint, the lavender, the essential oil is good for
okay.
for the skin, anyone.
You know what I've heard, that you need a carrier for your essential oils. I've never done that. Like you mix it with like coconut oil or something like that. I'm not really familiar with that.
Yeah,
I use essential oils mostly for a diffuser.
I use every day, Peter. When you put on your body, it's right what you say, you need a carrier. What I do, I buy coconut oils to for cooking. You know, coconut oil is very interesting because you can use for cooking, you can use on your coffee, you can use to clean your firearm, okay, and you can put on your body.
Right.
You can do many things with that. And I use this as a carrier oil. I put on a small glass of a small jar, and I put mint, eucalyptus. Sometimes I mix. Sometimes I put lavender. Or I put some thyme also. My son, Brice, is his business, and he gives me a lot of advice about essential oil. He's based in Las Vegas, but he can send to everyone who wants to receive good organic essential oil. And before he put our oil on the market, he try it, he look at it, he have all this information about this oil and where does it from, and he's very, very meticulous of where he buys the oil, and also he give you a lot of information. We never talk about this, Peter. He give you a lot of information on his website, and his website is where they have a cut here, Canyon, like a canyon, Zen, Z-E-N, Canyon Zen. Go on our website, and he had 2 years ago now, the COVID-19. Do you know that?
No.
We talked about this?
Yeah, but I remember speaking a little bit about it. So it's canyonzen.com for all those people that are listening in.
Canyonzen.com, exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
For people who want to do that. He had a COVID-19, 2 years ago, and mm-hmm. I asked him, how do you take care of that? Very simple. I take my essential oil. I put some specific oil on my lens to breathe some other, and it says 3 days, gone. Finish.
Wow.
No pills, no medication, no jab, no PCR test, not of this shit, you know?
Right. Very interesting. Yeah, I'm looking at his website right now. It's Canyon Zen. CanyonZen.com, and he's got mm-hmm. jewelry diffusers, which I don't think I've seen before, and he's got car diffusers, which is really cool.
Diffuser, I have one. Is something you can. I have one with a chain you put around your neck, and you inside you open it, and you can put some drop. Don't put too much because it can be very strong. But you put some drop of a. Essential oil, and you have this on you, and it smells good all the time. You have some mm-hmm. diffuser. You know, I have many diffuser. You put some. You know, he explained to me something very interesting because we're talking about health. The thyme. This is the oil thyme. THYME thyme.
Mm-hmm.
They use in England in the hospital to kill bacteria as a cleaner.
Okay. Well, instead of harsh chemicals.
Yeah, exactly. So not all the hospital, but some hospital was using that, and they were banned to say they can use time to clean the hospital. And when I was at the hospital, he bring me a diffuser, and I put some thyme inside, because like this on my room, each time the nurse was coming, he said, "Wow, it smells good here. What's that?"
Mm-hmm.
And the thyme you can put on your body, you can mix with coconut oil, or you can use another oil if you as a carrier, but you can put on your body, and you can also diffuse in your room, and it kill any bacteria you have around.
Wow.
You know, essential oil is older than any medical product. I think it's more than 5,000 years. They were using that. Even the Egyptian was using that.
Frankincense, right?
Frankincense. I have something on my leg. It was like, you know, something is go deep inside your skin. And I say, how do you, in French, we call this a furoncle. I don't know the name in English, sorry. And he say, use a thyme to do that. And I use a thyme, pure, and in 1 week, done. With the medication the doctor give me, I touch my arm not too strong, not eating meat, but just touching sometimes, not normally. Say you bend your arm against something, and both is blue. It become blue and red and all of this. I have a bruise, and he create a product for me. He named Bruce, and I take this 3 days, and he disappear.
Wow.
And he teach you on his website how you, what you can create, what you can do, and he have many. He have also the humidifier.
Mm-hmm.
No humidifier, you put water on it, and you put some essential oil, and I was using that at the hospital because it was so dry. The hospital, everything is closed. All the windows are closed. You cannot open the windows. You are under air conditioning all the time. And it was so dry. I was not feeling good with that. And he bring me a dehumidifier, and I put water, and he put some oil inside, and increase the humidity in the room. It was too dry.
Your
son has a great website. Yeah, I like his website. It's very beautiful. You see the picture, all of this, and you can learn many, many things.
Yeah, he's got a really nice, I know, you know, in Florida, we always have a challenge with bugs, no matter what we do, because, you know, people open the doors, crawl in and out, it rains a lot, so there's always a problem with bugs, and I don't want to spray chemicals, because then you're smelling chemicals, you know?
Yeah,
and,
after you can be sick.
Yeah, so he's got a nice do-it-yourself chemical mixture here, not chemical mixture, essential oil mixtures for bugs.
Yeah.
So I'd rather spray that on a couch or a bed or a pillow or something like that than, like, Raid or anything else like that, just in case. So
If you have difficulty to sleep, you have another mix. He calls it sleep something, and you put this under your pillow, and it helps you to sleep.
Right.
And also,
it
smells good, and the smell is not chemical, it's not perfume, it's not something natural, you know?
Right, and you don't have to, you can spray it probably around plants and other things like that, you're not going to kill everything. We have, my granddaughter's cat likes to nibble on stuff, so if there's anything green, like growing, she's nibbling on it, and you don't want to, you know, you want to make sure that you don't get bugs on your plants because they'll nibble away on the leaves, but if you spray some of this natural stuff on it, more than less likely, I know some of the essential oils are not good for felines, but the reality is better than having them chew on a chemical. So all good stuff. Well, guess what? We're out of time.
And my son, he has two cats, and the cat is like kids, you know. He has two cats, and he take care of his cat with essential oil. Meaning to put on a fur, or when the cat is not feeling good or something, he gives them essential oil. Take care of his cat like this. He's good. And also, he have something recently we talked together. Where if you have, example, ants on your house, what do you do, especially if when you have a pet like cat or dog? If you put chemical product, you make your pet or your cat or your dog sick, you use a mix of essential oil, and I know because I have done this before him, essential oil, and you mix it, and you put that on the hand, go away because they didn't like it.
Right. Yeah, good stuff. Well, guess what? We're out of time. Believe it or not, we're out of time. That went really quick. So
I have not planned to talk about this, but it's okay.
Yeah, we were. Yeah, we had a... We had no topic at the beginning. Then I gave you a topic. We said, yes, let's do that. And then we totally messed that up because we talked about something else. But if you go to canyonzen.com, you'll be able to see the cool things that Jean-Luc's son has put together. Really great site. And they have a little bit of a 15% discount off, too, if you go back to that
website.
Yeah,
also
well.
when you order oil, they give you a small one for free. You say, hey, make me many things for his customers. And you can order a diffuser, humidifier, the oil itself, and you can learn many things, how to create something. If you have something specific, you can create. And you can always ask him a question. You know, he answers directly. He's not someone from another country who even didn't speak English. He speaks English better than me. Don't be afraid.
There we go. Yep, that doesn't say much. Okay, so we are done with our radio show. So, Jean-Luc, thanks for being here. Congratulations on our 355th radio show. We're done with July. Cross that one off. You can tear that one off the calendar.
Yeah.
We'll be back in August. Crazy. It's already August. Seven months gone. So we'll see you next time on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, everyone. Thank you, Jean-Luc.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.